Hello, and welcome to this profile episode of the History of Yugoslav Football podcast. This time, it's a Vojvodina player who, as a manager, won both La Liga and Serie A, and as a person, managed to get a book of quotations published. It is, of course, Vujadin Boskov. Boskov came from Begeč, a small town close to Novi Sad, and was a Vojvodina fan his entire life. He first joined the club at 15 in 1946 and broke into the team as the team broke into the First League. He and Tuzo Veselinovic were not just the foundation players on which the club became regular competitors at the sharp end of the league. They took that role for the national team also. Between his debut for Yugoslavia and his last appearance at the 1958 World Cup, Boskov earned 57 caps at the base of the midfield. While it was not his playing career for which he's most remembered, Boskov's total caps put him just outside the top 10 most capped players in Yugoslav history, just behind Vukaš, Mitic and Bejara of his era. Once able to move from Vojvodina, Boskov would spend a year at Sampdoria before finishing his career in Switzerland at Young Boys, a period during which he also spent learning on the coaching staff under the legendary manager of the club, Albert Singh. When Singh left Bern, Boskov did too, to return to Novi Sad to take up the role of technical director, seeming almost as manager in all but name. In the 7 years he would spend in the position, he would rip up the club's recruitment network, improve the stadium, and put the club on a more modern footing, one that would bring them their first Yugoslav First League title and their first trip into the European Cup. In many cases, he would also be the face of the team. Much of the responsibilities when it came to the press landed at Boskov, and his stature rose as he did it. With that came controversy. Boskov's time at the club came to an end after he proposed investment in a new training centre for local players, a proposal local politicians saw as merely trying to make money from young talent and promoting capitalism. But after Vojvodina, his success and high profile would earn him a shot at managing the national side in a mixed spell that would see the team suffer from an addiction to draws. Once he left there, he began his club managerial career proper, starting in the Netherlands at Den Haag, where he won the Dutch Cup against Twente and took the side to the quarterfinals of the Cup Winners' Cup with an away goals loss there to West Ham. This would be the pattern for his career from here on. Go to a small club in a new country, do well, and then get a move to a big club. After his 2 years in The Hague, where his credentials were suitably proven, he moved up the Dutch chain to Feyenoord for another 2 years. After leaving Feyenoord, Boskov's Spanish era would begin with a season at Zaragoza. In his single season at the club, he established the promoted side in La Liga with comfort, playing attractive football that had the club as one of the top scorers in the league. It was enough to catch the eye of Real Madrid, where he would take over from compatriot Milan Miljanic. In his first season, he would lead the club to a league and cup double, along with a semi-final appearance in the European Cup. A season later, he took them to the European Cup final, but would lose in the final to Liverpool. His final season at the club would not be as successful, at least not measured against the often improbable standards Real would hold themselves to, and Boskov left the club in March 1982. His final Spanish club would be Sporting Gijón, taking them to mid-table finishes. Spain was done, but Italy was calling, and an unexpected move to Ascoli. Boskov couldn't do much to halt their decline into Serie B in his first season, but got them straight back up and earned himself a chance at a former club, Sampdoria. The 6 years he spent at the club, similarly to that other long period on the bench at his other old club, Vojvodina, were the most successful of the club's history. In that time, the period during which Serie A was probably the strongest league in the world by a distance, Sampdoria won the Coppa Italia twice and followed each up with an appearance in the Cup Winners' Cup final, winning the competition on their second attempt after defeating Anderlecht. European triumph was followed by delivering the club's first and only Scudetto, beating Inter and AC Milan by 5 points. That season saw them beat both of the Milan clubs, go unbeaten against Juventus and beat the reigning champions Napoli both home and away. On going into the last game of the season, aware they were all already champions, the team all bleached their hair. They were a side of both quality and togetherness. Names like Fiali, Mancini, Lombardo and Paluca scarcely need introduction. Only Srećko Katanić of the side's foreign players made an impact the whole season through. The side then went on to the European Cup final the next season, losing to Barcelona as Fiali had simply one of those days. Boskov would leave straight after and the team would be broken apart. A season at Roma, during which he gave a debut to a certain Mr. F. Totti, would be followed by a pair at Napoli, a short spell at Servette, before two final spells in Italy, a few months each to firefight at Sampdoria and Perugia, both of whom stayed up under his management. His career will come to an end after two further spells of manager of Yugoslavia, before they changed name to Serbia Montenegro. In the first, he steered the nation to Euro 2000, getting a result against Croatia's bronze generation on the way, and to the quarterfinals, albeit suffering a 6-1 loss there to the Dutch. He left after the tournament, but was tempted back in the middle of the following qualifying campaign. But general issues within the FA and the nation derailed that campaign before it really got started, and Yugoslavia missed the 2002 World Cup. Boskov died in 2014 after a long period of battling Alzheimer's, but his name lives on in football beyond his death. Vojvodina's training ground is named after him. His legend lives on also due to his wit. Sayings such as "football is football" and that "a penalty is when the referee whistles" or "it's always better to win than to draw and to draw than to lose" meant he was a distinctive and entertaining orator, and that was much of his greatness as a manager. Tactics and training are one thing, but an ability to speak well and see player psychology as a key was what brought the very best out of his players. Boskov was that, a great psychologist and a great moderniser of teams. And for that, he goes down as one of Yugoslavia's most successful and most well-regarded managers of all time. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next time.